I Eat Green with Bhavani, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. You're listening to Bhavani at I Eat Green on the Progressive Radio Network. And our show is recorded live every week on Wednesdays from 5 to 6. And I welcome you to join us every week. And because we are recorded live, you can call in with any questions you might have. The number here in the studio is 888-874-4888. So driving in today, I was so disturbed at listening to NPR. They're discussing the Muslim Community Center. And I know the show's about food, and you know, I always expand my circle of what encompasses food, but you know, I feel like everything's connected, and the lack of tolerance that is being shown right now around this issue is just so scary. You know, for those of you listening, you know, check out what's going on. And, you know, I know next month we get to vote, you know, really look at what politicians are getting involved and support those that are not willing to participate in the lack of acceptance and the lack of tolerance, because we need to model tolerance. Otherwise, the terrorists have won. So, you know, we need to work on spreading the love. So, anyway, I want to welcome you all. I was in the garden again this morning, and I just love my time out there. It helps to center me and get me started for the day. You know, and I planted so many new crops for the fall. I have planted some Swiss chard, and I planted some more arugula and some mescaline greens, you know, so I can have salad going. You know, I think I bought salad greens. I counted on one hand the times I had to buy salad greens this summer. We were eating green from the garden all summer long, and it was just great. My broccoli is still giving me a lot of broccoli. You know, the big heads are mostly gone. I have one still growing that I'm babying there, watching until I pick it. But the broccoli keeps sending off shoots that I'm getting to pick, and came in with a big bag of broccoli today that I'm going to stir fry up. And I brought in a couple recipes to share with you, both that you can use broccoli in, because I had so much. Lots of peppers. You know, I have a friend that was working up at Stone Barns who had brought down a lot of baby pepper plants for me. I had already planted my own peppers in the garden, and then they showed up with all these other pepper plants, and I'm not really sure what kind of peppers they were, so it's been a surprise. But I now know I have poblano peppers, and I have some little jalapeno peppers and some red peppers, and it's just been really a lot of fun to come in with these baskets of beautiful peppers. I want to paint them. You know, Gorman used to paint these beautiful baskets, for those of you that know the artist Gorman. I don't remember his first name, but beautiful painter out in Santa Fe. He paints these native women with huge baskets of peppers, and that's what I think of when I'm carrying my big basket of peppers in from the garden. So anyway, picked a lot of arugula today that I'm going to mix in with the other greens. And you know, a few weeks ago I gave you some recipes for salad dressings. I don't know how many of you have gotten to try them, but if you haven't, you know, go onto the Progressive Radio Network website and you can you know, find the week that has the salad dressings and download them, because I have great recipes for salad dressings that give you creamy salad dressings without using any oil, you know, using tofu as your base instead, and they're really great. So I've been doing a lot of that. You know, after my daughter's wedding this summer, I've been on one big food orgy, so I have to pull it in a little bit. And cut down a little bit on some of the eating I've been doing, even though I love it so much. So the two recipes I have for you today, one is a quinoa primavera. And quinoa, for those that you don't know, is spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. People are always seeing this funny spelled grain and not knowing what it is, nor do they know how to say it. So it's a really easy grain to prepare. It takes about 15 minutes, and it's delicious. It's very high in nutrients and vitamins and minerals, so it's a really good one to have. It's also gluten-free. So for any of those that are watching, their wheat intake, you can incorporate that. So a lot of times when a recipe might be calling for couscous, and I need to avoid wheat, I can use quinoa instead, and it looks very similar. So you can use that, instead of couscous or bulgur or something like that. So, and in addition to the quinoa recipe, I have a seitan marbella recipe that I want to share with you. And this is a recipe that I actually originally saw. It's a chicken recipe. And, everybody who ate this chicken was like oohing and aahing over it. And I was like, I want to have that. But of course, I don't eat chicken, so I couldn't have it. So I went home and made it with seitan, and it was great. And the recipe calls for prunes, but I actually also have tried it with figs, since figs seem to be in season right now. And it was delicious with figs as well. So feel free to swap out the prunes if you'd like and put in the figs. So I started with 4 pounds of seitan. Which sounds like a lot, but I guess I'm always cooking. My feeling is if you don't eat it the first time, it's great for leftovers, or you can freeze it. But when I'm going to all the work of cooking, I like to, make sure that I have enough. And I'm always also entertaining, so there's usually extra people at my table. So 4 pounds of seitan, my guess is that would probably be good for 10 people. 8 cloves of garlic. Oh, I need my glasses. I printed this up so small. Hold on one second. Here we go. Ah, much better. Okay, 1/4 cup of oregano, 1/2 cup of olive oil, salt and pepper to taste, 1/2 cup of red wine vinegar, 1 cup of prunes, and this is where if you want to use fresh figs instead, you can. But the prunes are really wonderful, too, and sometimes figs are not available, but they're all over the place right now. 1/2 cup of green Spanish olives, 1/2 cup of capers with juice, 6 bay leaves, 1 cup of organic brown sugar, 1 cup of white wine, and 1/4 cup Italian parsley. So you want to make a mixture first of the garlic, the salt, the pepper, the oregano, the vinegar, the olive oil, the prunes, the olives, capers, and juice, and bay leaves. Basically, it's everything except the seitan. And then you want to add the seitan to it and let it marinate in this mixture overnight. And then you want to, mix it all up the next morning before evening before you cook it, and sprinkle the mixture with the brown sugar and pour the white wine all around it. And you're going to bake that in a 350 oven for 45 minutes, 50 minutes, something like that. And what happens is the brown sugar caramelizes and makes a crust all over the seitan that is just delicious. Granted, it is a bit sweet, but you got to remember, this is for 10 people, 12 people. So it's not that much per person. And if you'd like, you can even lighten it. I certainly have made it with 1/2 the amount of sugar, and it's still delicious. So that's the seitan marbella recipe, and it goes really great with this quinoa primavera that I'm going to share with you now. So, for the quinoa, I like putting beets in it. I love the color of beets, and beets are, really getting really big in my garden now. So, anything I can put beets into, I'm adding beets. just know if you add a lot of beets, not to panic if your child's a urine changes color. I remember one time my kid ate so many beets, and then, I thought she was bleeding when she went to the bathroom. So just a little bit of warning. So anyway, I like to roast the beets in the oven. So I put on some rubber gloves so that my hands don't turn all red, and I actually use a carrot peeler and peel the beet before I cook it, and then cut it into little cubes and roast it in the oven with just a little bit of olive oil on it. And I roast it in about a 375 degree oven. You could do 400 if you're in a rush. It comes out fine, but it's really nice because then the beet color stays right in the beet itself, and a lot of it doesn't get lost in the water, and also keeps all the vitamins in. And I always feel like I'm losing so many vitamins when I'm boiling the beets and all the water is turning red. So you want a beet, you can have carrots, two carrots, one onion chopped, and the carrots you also want to cut into small pieces. And a lot of times when I'm cutting carrots, you know, there's many different ways of cutting carrots. You can cut carrots that they're just in rounds, you know, going straight down the carrot. You can cut the rounds that they're at the diagonal, which looks a little bit prettier. If you cut the diagonals a little bit thicker, you can then lie them on their side and cut them into julienne-type strips. But another way that I learned to cut carrots, which is used very often in macrobiotic cooking, is cutting the carrot on the diagonal and then rolling it a half turn and cutting it again on the diagonal and rolling it a half turn and cutting it on a diagonal. And by doing this, you know, the carrot chunks are just so beautiful, and there's so many different edges to it. I almost feel like I'm, you know, cutting a diamond, you know, with all the different faceted edges. So it's a really nice way of cutting carrots, and you know, really releases a lot of the energy right into the food. It's really a nice way of cutting the carrots. I put in a broccoli. So, you know, right now I'm going into my garden and they're coming out the beautiful bite-size flowerettes. So I barely have to cut up the broccoli at all. Just take it right from the garden. But if you're using a head of broccoli, you do want to cut it up into flowerettes. And small, because in the quinoa primavera, you don't want large chunks. You want all the vegetables to be of equal size. So you're going to cut the flowerettes into small pieces. And probably half a broccoli is enough. You probably don't need the whole thing. And then half a zucchini you also want to cut into the equal size pieces. And then I like to put in asparagus if they're in season, or green beans, as well as mushrooms. So I get an 8-ounce box of mushrooms, and I use about half of it into this and slice those up. And I saute the vegetables in a skillet with a little olive oil. And I always start with the root vegetables, as I know I've said many times. It's probably sounding boring to you at this point, but you always want to start with the root vegetables because they take a little longer to cook. So you start with the onions. When they're getting a little softer, a few minutes, you add the carrots and let those go. If I was making this in the winter, I might add some parsnips and some turnips, you know, some other root vegetables. But in the summer, I'm going to stick with the summer vegetables. So once the carrots are getting soft, then I add my other vegetables, my broccoli, my zucchini, my asparagus, my green beans. After those get pretty soft, then I add the mushrooms because they cook pretty quickly. And you want to saute all this until they're soft. If you're a pepper lover, you can add some peppers. I usually choose not to in the primavera. I just find, you know, peppers have a pretty strong flavor, and so I don't usually use those. But you can also add any fresh herbs that you'd like, as well as salt and pepper. So if you want to use some fresh rosemary, some tarragon, some dill, you know, it depends really what you're cooking it with. You know, with this seitan marbala, I might choose to go with some, you know, savory herbs, like some rosemary and some, you know, and parsley and maybe some sage. You know, so you can really decide what herbs you'd like to use. Fresh herbs are always fun. If you don't have fresh herbs, dry ones work just fine. And then if you have no allergies to almonds, I like adding a little slivered toasted almonds to this dish. It adds a little crunch, and it's delicious. And then, of course, I garnish everything with fresh chopped parsley. Makes it beautiful and adds to the flavor. And so that is the quinoa primavera. So I hope you enjoy these. as I've said before, if you know you want to try any of the other recipes that you have not gotten, every week we post these recipes on the Progressive Radio Network website. And I am working on getting it posted onto my website, which is iegreen.com. So you can also check my website out. If you have any questions, you can always email me at Bhavani, that's spelled B-H-A-V-A-N-I, at iegreen.com. And I'd be happy to answer any of these questions. And so now I'd like to introduce my guest. I have a guest in the studio, and I love when my guests come to the studio. It's so nice to have a real conversation with a real person sitting right here. So, and my guest is Jacqueline Kine, and she heads up a chapter of a national organization called Holistic Moms, or Holistic Moms Network. Is that right?
Yeah.
Holistic Moms Network. And Jacqueline is actually a nutrition and lifestyle coach in her own right, so she also does that. But I invited her in to talk about Holistic Moms because when I heard about this organization, I just loved the idea, because I know when I was a young mother 30 years ago, I would have loved to have had an organization to support me like this, because I was, you know, out there on my own, swimming upstream while everybody else was going the other way. And it was really a challenge to find people of like mind. You know, that was, you know, before the days of Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and all these places that you can go and get support. So anyway, now we have Holistic Moms. So Jacqueline, welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. Well, I'm so glad you were able to make it. Can you tell me a little bit about Holistic Moms, what it is?
Sure. It's a national nonprofit organization, and it connects parents who are interested in holistic health and green living. And we have over 110 chapters nationwide and throughout Canada. And it was started in 2002 in northern New Jersey, and it's just continuing to grow. And I'm so proud to be a part of the chapter and to be one of the co-leaders of the Holistic Mom South Shore Long Island chapter.
Okay, so you share your co-chairing with someone.
Yes, I do.
That's very helpful. I do that with Slow Food, and you know, I lead the chapter of Slow Food Huntington, and it's so much work. I mean, to take it on by yourself, it's just, I know there's a chapter on the North Shore, and I've called that person many times, and she's so busy. I never get her.
She does it all alone. And I say, how do you do it by yourself? We have three. There's three of us right now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we're all obviously parents, and we share the responsibilities of bringing in fabulous speakers and bringing different events to our chapter.
Now, how often do the chapters usually meet?
Well, we have a standard meeting. We meet the second Wednesday of the month. And we meet, we're actually moving our meeting to Revolution Yoga in Rockville Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet the second Wednesday of the month from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. But we also have various additional meetings that we have, play groups. We have a Yahoo group, a local Yahoo group, where someone might post, hey, I'm going to paint pottery tonight, anyone interested?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, sometimes we'll also do an event with the North Shore chapter.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are in a chapter? Like in your chapter, for instance, how many members do you have?
We have approximately 30 at any going time, and growing and hoping for more. So all you listeners out there, please come down and join a visit, join and come to a meeting.
So you meet every, the second Wednesday of every month.
Yes.
And so now you're going to be meeting at the yoga center. Now, is this a kidless meeting?
No, kids are absolutely welcome.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you have childcare, or the kids just kind of like hang out with the
mom? They come and hang out. A lot of moms are nursing, so they bring the babies. We also have our dads come, you know.
You do?
We do, absolutely. We welcome them, grandparents. But the babies and the little ones are absolutely welcome.
Wonderful. And what kind of speakers do you get to come in usually?
Well, we've had holistic pediatricians come in. We've had Catherine Barley, who's out in Huntington, who came in and spoke about healthcare and, taking care of mom. because a healthy mom and a happy mom is mm-hmm. a healthy family.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Reiki practitioner, so we had her come in mm-hmm. and help us create balance and share how to do meditation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
We had Dr. Christy Shea from Simply Vibrant come in and talk about how to treat our children naturally when they're sick.
Uh-huh.
So natural ways, maybe using homeopathic remedies, various essential oils. So if your child has a fever, you know, how high can it go? And what are other things that we can do?
Oh, great.
We've had chiropractors come in.
Uh-huh.
Really, you know, we try and change it up. Every other month we bring in a guest speaker. And we have an open meeting on the alternate months.
Uh-huh. And I know when my kids were younger, it was so empowering to know that I could, you know, look at my homeopathic book and, you know, pull out my little briefcase of homeopathic remedies and, you know, and take care of my daughter. It's amazing how specific the descriptions of an illness are in a homeopathic book, you know, whether it's the right side of the throat or the left side, whether it's a barking cough or a dry hacking cough or a loose cough. I mean, it's amazing. And you can isolate down to the correct remedy and voila, you know. And the beautiful thing about homeopathy also is if it doesn't work, it doesn't do any damage. So it's not like you're playing with something, you know, that's dangerous with your kids. So that's always so nice. So what does it mean when you say holistic mom? What is a holistic parent?
Holistic parent is one who looks at mind, body, spirit, and really looks at how all things are connected.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, how does the food that we're eating affect our health? It would be one aspect. But then how does the food that we're eating affect our environment?
Right up my planet.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, you know, we may be eating healthy, but what is our stress level? What is our emotional well-being? Because all of these things play a role and are
uh-huh.
all connected in the big picture of life.
Right. Absolutely, they are. And so how did you start your chapter? Did you start it?
I did start it back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in, I had heard of the organization, and I was pregnant at the time. And I said, wow, there's an organization out there that can support all of the things that I believe in and don't necessarily have someone to go to. Because a lot of my mainstream friends really wouldn't understand what homeopathy was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard of the organization, I looked it up and I came back to a parent group that I was in and shared it with my friend Allie, who's a chiropractor out on Long Island. And I said, wouldn't it be wonderful to start an organization and have the support? And she said, that would be a wonderful idea. In fact, her mom had founded Mothers of Malvern back, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we came together, we submitted, you know, we went online, we submitted our applications, we became members. And it turned out that there was already a mom in the local area in Rockville Center who had already submitted application for the chapter.
Oh, great.
And started with four of us. Actually, there were four of us in the beginning, and now there are three. And it was just a wonderful, our first meeting. And
uh-huh.
every time I go, it feels like home.
Right, right. And where did you meet before? You're just starting at the yoga center, you said?
We originally were at the library in Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met at Schwartz Chiropractic up until we will be moving our chapter next month. So we've been there for over 2 years. Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Penny Schwartz was wonderful to have us there. And now we'll be moving.
I know
moving.
That name.
Yeah.
Penny Schwartz. Uh-huh. Great. And so, let's see, what would your members of your group say is the best reason for joining?
The best reason. Friendship. I would say friendship and support
uh-huh.
are the two things that come to mind. It's, you know, when you walk into a meeting, it's just this amazing energy
uh-huh.
that everyone has this common ground
mm-hmm.
and we're all passionate about the same things. We're all there to help one another, to educate one another, and to really show the support. So it's really just wonderful to have all
of these. As a foodie, I have to ask you, do you have food at these meetings?
Oh, absolutely we do.
Good.
Organic and local when we can.
Good. Yeah,
yes.
Food always helps. Uh-huh. And what kind of activities do do together, you know, besides the meetings, you know, which are obvious, you know, talking about issues and you have a guest speaker. But then do you also do outings together or hikes or... You mentioned play groups before.
We do, yeah. Over the summer, we did. We'd have a lot of play groups on Wednesdays. We'd all meet at the farmers market.
Perfect.
And we'd usually go get our veggies, shop, and take the kids either to the playground. Depending on the weather, we'd go down to the beach.
Now, do you have a local farmers market in Rockville Center?
There is one in Rockville Center as
on
well.
Wednesdays?
On Sundays.
Which one is on Wednesdays?
Wednesdays, oh, sorry, it's Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have quite a few members from Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
So we all go down there over the summer, and we will continue to go down there. Now that the kids are in school, those of us who have younger children who are not in school will still meet down at the farmer's market until it's open. I think it ends in November.
Uh-huh, that's great. Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
How old?
Two boys, 3 and 5.
Great.
So my son just started kindergarten, so big milestone.
You're right, it is. It is. Yeah, I'm, you know, past that stage, but I do remember wishing that there was something like that. Although we didn't have holistic moms, but I remember when I started a food co-op out of my house, and there were 10 families, so we had 10 moms and it was every week. People would come together, and you know, we'd get our veggies delivered to my garage, and we'd divvy it up, and. You know, and I guess that became my holistic mom group. You know, it wasn't part of a national organization, but it worked. It definitely helped. So, what type of topics do you usually cover during your meetings, like when you and speakers that you have coming in?
Well, we have next month. We have Matt from HealthyDwellings.com. He's coming in to speak about. He's a building environmentalist. So he goes in to help corporations, families, green their environment. So he's going to come in and talk about the 10 best ways to clean up your environment for better health for your family and for your children. So we're really looking forward to that. We have you coming in November.
That's right.
So
uh-huh.
Not only do I get to be with you here and listen to your wonderful quinoa, happens to be my favorite.
Uh-huh.
So I can't wait to try that recipe. So we will have you with us in November.
Good.
We're very excited. And last month we did an open meeting, and being that it was school time, a lot of parents had questions about, you know, how do we go into the public school system when the lunches that they're serving are not the healthiest, the non-organic foods that are being served. You know, how do we bring up a child in this environment and give them the strength to not feel inadequate that or embarrassed that they're not eating the same foods that their friends are eating.
Yeah, it's such a challenge. You know, it's easy when you're keeping them at home and you're just surrounding them with other people of like mind. But once they get into that school and they see those yogurts with the sprinkles, I was shocked. It's like an oxymoron to have yogurt with sprinkles. But it becomes really a challenge, you know. And I remember... You know, every kid birthday party that would happen at the school, and there were a lot, you know, trying to send in a, you know, healthy carrot cake for my daughter so she could have something to eat while they're eating that. Or, you know, yeah, I really rarely made exceptions back then. You know, I guess I got looser as time went on with my third, but with my first child, I remember, you know, running to the door every Halloween, you know, giving the person at the house, you know, the candy to give my daughter to put in her bag so that, you know, she wouldn't feel left out. But I didn't want her to come home with all that other stuff that we had to give away.
And how is she today?
Oh, she's great. She's great. She actually just got married this summer.
Oh, wonderful.
And she still eats pretty clean. You know, I'd say she's not fanatical, you know, nor am I. You know, I think, you know, you go through these stages, but I think it's most important when the children are really forming, you know, to form those habits. I mean, my son, who, you know, stopped being a vegetarian in sixth grade when, you know, a lot of his friends were, you know, many of his friends ate meat, and he wanted to try it, and I was okay with it because then that's when I started cooking, you know, organic meat for him or organic chicken, you know, so that at least if he was going to eat it, I knew he was eating it in a healthier way. And even today, you know, he'll eat that stuff, but he definitely doesn't like fast food stuff. You know, it makes him feel sick. He feels it instantly if he eats any garbage. And he loves his vegetables. I mean, you know, he'll sit down at a plate and the first thing he's eating is his vegetables, you know, and I always, you know, quietly am smiling inside because he definitely has acquired a taste for good vegetables and still loves that. So are most of the members vegetarian in your group or people eat everything?
We have everyone. We eat a mix. There are definitely, you know, we have vegans who eat no animal products whatsoever. I think most try to eat organic if they can.
Uh-huh.
I would say that's probably the most common, is that people are trying to eat local, finding, you know, where there's a CSA that they can get local food drop-offs.
Uh-huh.
But I would say we have a good number of vegetarian in our group.
Great. Well, I'm excited to come visit your group and share some of those recipes, right? But anyway, we're going to take a break, and we will be back in a few minutes, and we'll continue talking. I've been talking with Jacqueline Kine, who is a chapter leader of Holistic Moms, as well as a nutrition and lifestyle counselor. We'll be right back.
You are listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
The shaky economy, peak oil, and now an unstable climate. Get the inside story with Alex Smith on Radio EcoShock. Top scientists find a looming catastrophe while activists try for change. Experts, authors, and alternative media from around the world and around the corner. Hear it all. Radio EcoShock every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Listen free and live free right here on PRN, ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
Freedom News Hour will bring you up to date on the latest news on the financial meltdown.
Begin restoring local communities. It can happen.
We'll be exploring the issues from a freedom-oriented, small government perspective.
I'm Walt Thiessen.
I'm Melinda Pillsbury Foster.
I am Jake Towne.
Join us live Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Adams, the editor-in-chief and key writer of naturalnews.com and co-founder of the nonprofit site consumerwellness.org. I'll be starting a special segment on the Progressive Radio Network called The Health Ranger with Mike Adams. I'll be interviewing everyone from Dr. Jane Goodall to Suzanne Summers. Find out the latest in natural healing news and easy ways to live a healthier and more holistic lifestyle. So tune in on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern every week on the Progressive Radio Network to hear The Health Ranger with Mike Adams.
Hi, this is Karen Hartglass, host of It's All About Food on the Progressive Radio Network. Please join me every Wednesday at 3 p.m. when we talk about the power of the fork, how our food choices affect our health, the environment, and the treatment of animals. Learn how a plant-based diet of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds is not only delicious, but gentle on the planet.
You are listening to the Progressive Radio Network, your number one source for progressive commentary.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network. And I'm here with Jacqueline Kine, who is a chapter leader for an organization called Holistic Moms, and her chapter is Holistic Moms South Shore of Long Island. And they're located in Rockville Center. And We've been talking about what Holistic Moms is, and for those of you that are just tuning in now, Jacqueline, can you just tell people again what Holistic Moms is?
Sure. It is a national non-for-profit 501(c) organization that connects parents who are interested in holistic living, holistic health, and green living.
You know, next week I'm actually having a lawyer on as a guest, and usually people don't think, you know, lawyers do anything good, but this is actually a lawyer who heads up an organization called the Pro Bono Partnership, and she connects lawyers who want to do pro bono work, legal work for nonprofit organizations. And it's just really great to know that there are lawyers out there that, you know, work for 501(c)(3)s for no charge. But anyway, go ahead. So how long has your chapter been in existence?
We are about 2.5 years old for our local chapter.
Uh-huh.
And the national organization has been around since 2002.
And you said there were 110?
Over, we have about 110 and growing.
110 and growing. Wow, it's great. You know, it's the type of organization that is a chapter leader for Slow Foods. You know, we would look to partner with you in many of our activities because I think many of, I would imagine what Holistic Moms is about, and from my discussion with you, it sounds like the members that you have are people that have the slow food principles at heart, which is good, clean, and fair food. You know, good for your health, good for the environment, clean, it doesn't pollute, and also, you know, fair, so that people are getting paid fair prices, you're paying fair prices at the farmer's market or the CSAs, and also supporting, whether it's politicians or supporting acts of Congress, like right now the Child Reauthorization Act, or the Child Reauthorization Act is up for revamping. And, you know, many politicians are not actively talking about it, and we need people to go out there and call our congressmen and senators and you know, it would be great to partner with another organization that have, you know, moms that, you know, not that they're not busy, but it might be passionate about this issue.
Absolutely.
And care about the school lunch program, because that's an issue that Slow Food has really taken up, you know, in our Time for Lunch campaign, trying to help improve the school lunch program. And are you familiar with the Child Reauthorization Act that's coming up for...
I'm not, actually. I should be, but I'm not.
It's the piece of legislation that establishes how much funding the school lunch program gets. And, you know, we've been lobbying to try to get more funds to the school lunch program. And they've actually come up with, you know, maybe a little bit more money, but they've done it by cutting food stamps.
Mm.
You know, so they're taking the money from a place where they shouldn't be taking it in order to fund it. And plus, they're not even funding it nearly enough. So with, you know, a dollar per child, you're just not going to be able to serve a healthy lunch. And so we really need to get the school lunch program to be funded in a more realistic way with, you know, with what items cost, and really be able to give our children a healthy lunch.
Well, we're happy to be on board in any way we can help.
Oh,
for
good.
Sure.
Good. And we certainly might call upon you for some help. You know, as a matter of fact, this Saturday coming up, there's a fair out on Long Island called Long Island Naturally. And it's a environmental fair taking place at Manor Farm. That's this Saturday, the 25th of September. And it's also Slow Foods National Campaign for Volunteerism. It's a day of action, a volunteer day. So anybody who's listening who's available to volunteer out at the fair, we are definitely looking for volunteers. But it's also just a great place to bring your young ones that day. You know, there's going to be lots of people there who are involved in environmental issues and good food, and, you know, there will be a market there selling food, and vegetables from the farmer's market. And, you know, oh, they also have a community garage sale going on that day. I think there's like 20 or 30 vendors all bringing their wares from their garages. to sell stuff. So that's a really nice thing. But partnering with other nonprofits is something that Slow Food is really looking to do. Are you at right now trying to partner with other nonprofits to grow your organization?
I would direct that question to Nancy, who founded Holistic Moms Network, and she could be reached at info@holisticmoms.org.
Okay, what's her name? Nancy what?
Nancy.
Okay.
Not sure of her last name.
Okay. But anyway, it's info@holisticmoms.org.
Or you could reach out to me at info@jacquelinekine.com.
Okay. And right now, you said there's 110 chapters. If somebody is looking for a chapter in their area, would they go to, is there a main website?
Main website, yeah. It's a wonderful resource. There's lots of information on there. It's www.holisticmoms.org.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so if somebody wanted to start a chapter, they could do it by going to that website?
Absolutely. I highly recommend if you're out there and you're really looking for that community to try and start a chapter. It's one of the most wonderful things that I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
And to see all the people that I bring together with my co-leaders every month, it really is amazing.
Networking is just a great thing, isn't it? It's like empowering and inspiring and, you know, just spreading the love, you know. I just love making connections with people and meeting new people and, you know, hooking people up with other people of like mind or benefits that you get from interacting with each other. It's always wonderful to network. And so it's great, you know, I'm so happy that this organization exists. And like I said, I wish it had when I was, you know, a young mom. But I'm definitely looking forward to coming to your organization, talking to all of you about that.
Yes, we're very excited.
Where do you see your group going in 5 years? Do you think it's going to keep growing?
If you just look at the Whole Foods, the Trader Joe's, there are definitely more people who are becoming aware and conscious of our environments, and also that there are choices that they can make when it comes to medical treatment. It's just becoming more and more popular, more natural magazines out there, and the awareness is definitely growing. I know on the first day of kindergarten, I started it with my son. A few weeks ago, I managed to find the two people who would potentially be interested in starting a garden at school.
Oh, great.
So I said, am I a magnet for people who are holistically minded, or is it just that people are becoming more aware?
Uh-huh. And I know one of the issues that I first had when I was when my kids were entering school was the whole issue around vaccines. You know, I don't know if you vaccinated your kids or not, but I know that was a big challenge. Do you know, does Holistic Moms get involved with that at all in supporting people who choose not to vaccinate, and how do they go about supporting them? Do they have, you know, that I know there was a letter years ago that we had a religious letter to the school.
Yeah, they support us by education. So by bringing in a holistic pediatrician, you know, they're open to bringing that awareness to families and having them make informed decisions, because the more education you have, you know, education is power.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know Gary Null has this great DVD out there called Autism Made in America. And it was a great, great film. You might want to show it sometime.
Absolutely.
at your, you know, one of your meetings. But it basically was talking about all the different vaccinations that kids are given, and how autism is, you know, has, you know, gone crazy. I mean, there's so many children that are being diagnosed now with autism, and it didn't used to be, and it coincides with the increase in vaccinations. You know, it was one thing when we just had polio,
right.
You know, or polio, and then what was the next one that came, you know, measles. But now there are so many. And, you know, and with all the testing they do, I mean, you know, it's really difficult because the people that are testing are also the people that are making the vaccinations very often, because the government doesn't have the funding for a lot of the testing. So, you know, they're definitely in conflict with you know, having a bad result come out. So it's not a really good, you know, it's kind of like, what's the expression, having the wolf watch the chicken coop, you know. It just doesn't really work. So it's a real question when you get to those issues and entering school and vaccinations and, you know, I know they're really cracking down. I know there's been some outbreaks with some measles, I think it was, recently, and people blaming people that aren't getting vaccinated. And, you know, it's a real...
It's a topic that comes up. It definitely does.
Yeah. So anyway, so you might want to get that.
Yeah, no, we would love...
DVD.
Love to see that.
I'll lend it to you.
Please do.
And it's really worthwhile, I think. And... as what you're doing, you know, just informing everybody about all the different issues relating to health and nutrition is really important work. So I really admire what you're doing.
Thank you.
Spreading that word out there. Now, you're also a nutrition and lifestyle coach.
Yes.
What do you do with that?
What do I do with that? Well, I studied as a registered dietitian back about 15 years ago, and I always had an interest in holistic health and how mind-body was connected. And I later went back a few years ago to study at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition at Columbia, and really got to see the different ways that, you know, it's not just food that affects our health. And if you're in a wonderful relationship, that helps. If you're not in a good relationship, that could have a negative effect on your overall health, your stress, the way that you... you know, your the way you speak to yourself. You know, do you wake up and say, it's a beautiful day? Do you wake up and say, oh, it's another day? And, you know, do you look at that glass half full or half empty? And I work with my clients to help them create balance in life and to really love themselves. And by loving themselves, by feeding themselves good food, and really bringing more awareness to their body and helping them to get in tune with their body. And see what it is that they really want for themselves and for their life. You know, if they're in a relationship or if they're in a job that's weighing them down, you know, how do you take the steps and find the support to create the life that you want? I know for myself, I was in a corporate job for 8 years, and I just had that after my second son was born. I knew that I was meant to go out and help the world. And not very easy with two young children. But I decided at that point that that was where I was going to move my attention. And that's what I do. And a lot of love my work, love my clients.
That's great. And that's great. And so so people meet with you on one-on-one and you help them with a diet plan, or?
I meet one-on-one. I also work over the phone and do workshops. I don't like to use the word diet or diet plan. So the first thing I say is, are you here for a diet? Yes. I don't think I'm the right person.
Well, I'm not talking about
I'm not talking about
a weight diet.
I know. We work on introducing healthier food choices and making changes on a gradual basis. You know, work together with the client. What's feasible? You know, are you drinking enough water? You know, sometimes something as simple as drinking more water or getting a water purifier in their house. Starting their day with some lemon water to alkalize the body. You know, just a wonderful start. And just starting to remove processed foods from the diet and just bringing more awareness to the body. You know, we work with food. And again, I work with your relationship, your job, balance in your life. You know, are you organized?
Excellent.
You know?
We need people doing that so badly. So badly. And again, I'm sure that works very well hand in hand with the whole list of moms. You're meeting people of like mind and people that are really open to these lifestyle changes that are, you know, that better themselves, but also in return better the world.
Yes, that's what it's all about in the end. You know, how one person affects the next and little by little we can make amazing changes.
Right, right. So do you raise your children vegetarian?
I don't.
You don't?
No, but we're waiting to have you come. My sister's a vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
I've been vegetarian when I cleanse, and I, you know, limit my meat. But I can't say I'm a vegetarian, or my children, at this time. My son was instinctly vegetarian on his own till he was about four. And I said, what his body needs is what he's going after. And he never reached for meat, and I never, you know, I made sure that he had enough protein and balanced protein.
Uh-huh.
And ate lots of quinoa and beans.
Uh-huh.
And lately he started eating meat, but it still isn't, he probably would be the first vegetarian in the house. It's something within him.
Uh-huh.
Our children are our teachers, so.
Right.
Maybe it'll start with him and trickle through.
Aren't they really?
My husband's from Ireland, so it's not meat and potato.
Well, this other dish that I also had besides the quinoa, the seitan marbala, is just great. It's one of those dishes that will satisfy a meat eater. And one of the reasons I cook a lot with different meat alternatives is because so often when I'm cooking, I'm not cooking for people that are just vegetarian. You know, I used to be a caterer before I had my children, and then I did while I had, you know, still just two. Once I got to the third, I kind of gave the catering up. But with my kids, I was cooking for people who were getting married. Mostly what I was doing was weddings, because the bride and groom were vegetarians, but they're 100 other guests were not, and so the food really had to satisfy the meat eater so that they would not go home hungry. And and that was, you know, what I focused on. So, you know, I am definitely one that would be a good resource to help make that transition for you, and I'd be happy to.
I welcome it.
Okay. So anyway, we're starting to wind down. I'd like you to share with everybody before we do, again, both the Holistic Moms website and your personal website, if you'd like, or a personal email address, so that people can get in touch with you, either if they're interested in the organization Holistic Moms, or if they're interested in any life coaching or nutrition coaching. That would be wonderful.
Sure. The Holistic Moms is www.holisticmoms.org. That's HOLISTICMOMS.org. And my personal website is www.jacquelinekine.com, and that's JACQUELINEKYNE.com. And you can reach out and email me at info@jacquelinekine.com.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really been wonderful having you here, and I'm really looking forward to coming to visit all the moms at Holistic Moms and bringing some samples of delicious food.
Can't wait.
For them all to try, and doing what I can to help, you know, everybody change over to a more greener diet. Because, you know, so often, you know, eating more vegetarian is not only about our health, it's also about taxing the planet.
Yes.
You know, so even if you're not going to give up meat totally, just eating less of it. That's what I try to tell people. Just eat a little less.
Yes. Meatless Mondays.
I love that idea.
I joined. That is one thing I do.
You know, eating a little less of it so that we can, not raise so much food to feed the animals and use a little more food to feed people. So what is that?
That's the one thing I wanted to mention is the Holistic Moms Network is holding a national, it's called National Living Conference on October 23rd in Basking Ridge. And it's an all-day retreat.
Ridge?
Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Okay.
And it's an all-day retreat. You can check it out on the website.
Okay. And for those that might have missed it, there is a fair this Saturday, September 25th. At Manor Farm. It's called Long Island Naturally. Everything green will be there. So come on out. If you'd like to volunteer, Slow Food is also having a National Day of Action. So we'd love you to come and volunteer or just come down for a good time. Anyway, I want to thank you all again for joining us. I will be here next Wednesday with Priya Morgenstern, who is a lawyer doing good out in the community. So... anyway, I thank you all for joining me, and I will see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you.